The BBC Surrey Summer Tour, live from Godstone with James Cannon.
Good morning. It's 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. The family of a chef missing from his home in Surrey for 5 days are worried that something terrible has happened to him. 34-year-old David Pickett was last seen at the Great Head Nursing Home in Dormansland, where he worked on Sunday evening. His dog was found wandering off the lead on a lane close to the nursing home the next morning. 40 people joined the search and rescue effort on Monday, but it seems that David has simply disappeared. His brother, Russell Pickett, and his best friend, Sam Bradley, join me now. Russell, good morning.
Good morning.
Must have been a terrible week for you.
It's been quite hard on everybody, yeah. The family and friends have just desperate for some news of David.
So what do we know? What's the latest?
The police are doing everything they can to search for him. They've searched the area, Surrey Search and Rescue. As you said, over 40 volunteers were out with dogs. A helicopter's been up. They've looked in the water around the area. And now friends have been putting stuff out on Facebook and getting posters up in the local area. We're just doing everything we can to try and get some news of him.
Now, he worked at the nursing home and lived there, didn't he?
That's right. He had a flat on site.
Right. And so what do you think might have happened?
We originally thought he must have just been out walking his dog and the dog's got off the lead. Maybe he chased after him and maybe tripped, fallen, hurt himself. As time goes by and there's no sign, the search teams couldn't find any sign of him. We're more worried that he's maybe banged his head, had some sort of injury, wandered off out of the area. But it's just so strange that there's no sign at all.
So what's it like round there?
It's very, very rural. It's right out of the village of Dormansland. There's not much about, just farmland. There's plenty of open space and wooded thickets. It's really difficult to search.
Spring in, Sam, you're his best mate. What's he like?
He's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. He's everybody's friend, David. He loves everybody and everybody loves him. I've never met anybody that's got a bad word to say about the person. He's a fantastic guy and we all love him so much and just wish for him to come home.
He's got a good group of friends, close to the family. What's been going through your mind this week?
Well, obviously, we're exceptionally concerned. It's so out of character for David. But as a group of friends and family, we're staying strong as a unit. We're keeping supporting everybody and each other. And we're just doing every effort we feel we can to help the police, the search and rescue and the missing persons find David in the quickest manner and the safest manner possible.
What kind of things have people been saying to you, Russell, this week?
Mainly people just been offering support. Loads of people have been offering to help with the search and really just saying that they're thinking of us and everyone just wants some news of David.
What's his sort of state of mind at the moment? Have you been questioning any, you know, what's been going on in life?
There's been no... obviously we've been wondering what might have triggered something to happen, but there's been no clues. The police don't think there's anything out of the ordinary that's happened from the people they spoke to at his work, his friends. Nothing's happened that suggests he might have triggered some event.
And he's close to all of you, family. He's planning to see your mum later on this month. How's she been coping?
My mum and my dad are taking it quite hard. Yeah, it's been a very, very tough time. Mum was due to see David this week. She was come down from Norfolk on a planned trip, fully expecting to see him.
Right, so what would you say to anyone who can obviously help, or if David were, you know, if we were listening right now?
Please, if anyone's seen David or his dog recently, just give us an idea where he might have gone. Please contact the police with any news. David, if you are out there, you're worried about something, what's happened, please just get in contact. We can sort it out.